Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's always a privilege to share with you what God is doing all over the earth. We had our monthly meetings and believers came from all over Europe, even from Indonesia and from Africa. God is doing something very special and great among those who believe Him, who obey Him, who follow Him. We also shared the report about the meetings we had, especially in August, in the four countries in Africa. God did most wonderful things. We have written a small pamphlet, only a few pages, showing the meetings in different cities in the Congo Republic, especially. It's hard for us to believe that thousands, yes, in the last meeting in the football stadium in Kinshasa were about 22,000 people gathered to hear the word of God. It is just marvelous to say what actually happens with the message of the hour. If the brethren in the different countries and cities cooperate, love the word, love the Lord, love one another, and work together as the harmony in the body of Christ and in the ministries becomes visible, we know we are approaching the second coming. I'm very, very sure that we're not only in the end time, but we're at the end of the end time. And as we heard last week about the negotiations, about Jerusalem, about all the persons involved in these negotiations, and we were told by the mass media that within 1 year, the status over Jerusalem should be finalized. And friends, our thoughts go to the prophet Daniel, to the word revealed to him, what would take place when the covenant would be made between Rome and the people, I mean the religious part of Jerusalem. We cannot go into detail, but we shall write about these things in a circular letter. Friends, we are reminded over and again what our Lord said, when you say all these things come to pass, then you know it is near, even at the door. The main subject is the return of Christ. But before Christ can return as bridegroom to take his bride to glory, to the marriage supper of the Lamb, the calling out, the preparation must take place. And therefore, we believe, I believe, with all my heart what God promised in Malachi chapter 4, that he would send a prophet like Elijah to take us back to the Word of God, to the will of God, so that we're lined up in and with the Word of God. Beloved friends, our Lord confirmed this ministry that was to be just before the day of the Lord would break forth. That means, in plain language, at the end of the time of grace, God would visit his people and send a prophet in this prophetic age to reveal the whole plan of salvation unto us, to make known the mysteries from Genesis to Revelation. What I don't understand is the different interpretations of what Brother Branham said. And this, of course, is my concern. If you have Brother Branham making statements contrary to the Word of God, there is a misunderstanding somewhere. It cannot be. If William Branham was a true prophet, and this I believe in the same way as I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I believe that Brother Branham was the promised prophet for our age. At the same time, I say again, if his statements are being understood contrary to the Word of God, something must be wrong somewhere. And my ministry is to preach the Word and to give out the spiritual food in due season. So I do the two things. I leave the Word of God the way it is. I leave Brother Branham's sermons the way they are. I don't take any statement out of context to make a doctrine. If you think about the many brethren coming to different conclusions, and all the time we hear about new revelations, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I had the great privilege to know Brother Branham personally for 10 years. And before anyone on earth ever thought to share the message, Brother Frank, for many years, has shared the message with the people on earth. Friends, I'm saying this in humility. I'm burdened. I'm hurt because of the misunderstandings, and also about Brother Frank. The brothers claim that I correct the prophets. That's not true. I place everything into the Word of God. I make message the Word, and the Word the message. I don't have two things, and I don't put my Bible aside. I open this Word of God, and I can share with you verse 16 from 2 Peter chapter 1. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we make known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in chapter 3, in verse 9, we read, the Lord is not slack with his promise. No, he will be here in time. But if somebody says he's already in the process of descending since almost 50 years, beloved, that is not true. It's a misunderstanding. Whenever the last one is called in, the door closes. And that will be the moment when our Lord shall descend from heaven, as it is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The message is the calling out time in which we are now living, but we cannot go into detail about these things. But if somebody claims the Lord has left the mercy seat, if the teaching goes on that there's no more blood on the mercy seat, that's wrong, wrong, wrong. The blood remains there until the last ones have come in. Beloved, there are just misunderstandings, and it's the enemy who confuses the people, and especially those who are confused. They right away turn against Brother Frank. And I want anyone to show me from the Bible and from the message that I do not believe 100% the Word of God. This they cannot do. But it happens as soon as somebody comes under the wrong inspiration, comes up with wrong teachings, that is the moment they must turn against Brother Frank, who has the commission to take the Word of God from city to city, from country to country, and this I do in the name of the Lord. The time has come to make a decision, and may God's grace be with you in a real way, to respect God, to respect his word as the absolute, and to place everything Brother Branham said into the Word of God. And then we shall be in total harmony with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and with one another. May God bless you and be with you, is my prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen.